Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Wendy. I'm not sure if we're being recorded, but we usually have an opening intro, but we'll just continue without that. This is Wendy from Sky's Limit Radio, and I'm here with one of our other co-hosts, Krista. Say hello to everyone, Krista.
Oh, hello. Hi, Wendy, and hello everyone out there.
This is different.
Glad to be here with you today, even without an intro. Music.
We'll just keep going here. Today,
okay.
we have the pleasure of having a familiar guest back on our show. It's Eli Shine, and he's back with us today all the way from Israel. Eli is a coach, psychologist who specializes in helping business owners and others who have never been diagnosed with ADHD, but know they have it, and they develop systems that they need to get things finished. He also helps guide people to finally be and feel effective and fulfilled. He's the creator of a program called the Happiness Challenge that he facilitates as well. Eli grew up in the UK, where he studied psychology and psychotherapy. Since 2007, Eli has lived in Israel with his wife, Abigail, and their children.
We have had Eli on our show several times before, so he's no stranger to Sky's the Limit Radio. The first time he was on, we talked about strategies for overwhelmed business owners who haven't been able to find the systems and organization that work for them and their brain. The topic of the second show was happiness. In particular, we explored the question whether happiness might be overrated. The third show with us was about gratitude and why it is such a crucial part of our health and well-being. If you missed any of these episodes, you can still listen to them by going to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/sky's the limit, where all the past shows are archived. Today, we will continue our conversation with Eli, and the title of our show today is Coaching from the Inside Out. And Eli will tell us all about some of the insights that he has had recently, and how this has changed his approach to coaching his clients in general. So welcome back to Sky's the Limit Radio. To have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really great to be here. And to be here even though I'm thousands of miles away from you, but it's amazing and miraculous that we can speak like this, like we're next door.
Yes, isn't it?
Is.
Isn't it? Technology
amazing.
Is so wonderful. Before we get into our title, I don't think we've covered I've all of your background in our introduction today. I realized that you also are the author of a book, The Habit Factor. I saw that on
No, that's not my book.
That's not your book?
No. That's not my book. I haven't yet written the book. I will have, I hope, very soon.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't yet. But it's one of the certifications I've had. You know, I've been on a journey, I guess, and I'm still on a journey, and I hope I will continue on this journey for a long time. Going to trainings and studying and learning and trying to figure myself out and improve the way I work with clients all the time. So that was just one training, but it's certainly not my book.
Oh, okay. Okay, then that was my mistake. Sorry about that.
Can you tell us a bit about the book that you're thinking of writing? Do you have ideas about it?
Oh gosh. I thought about writing a lot of books, but that doesn't count, really. I think the book that I'll be writing first will probably again, I haven't started, but what I'd like to write about is the idea of, it connected to what the title is of Coaching from the Inside Out, which is a disconnecting the idea that, you know, happiness comes from success, or that we need, that we're really looking for success. Because I think that one of the things I've been uncomfortable with in the coaching world is the way we define success, and we kind of make it into, firstly, it's hugely made into about money, monetary success. Someone who's made it, money, that's how it's measured, you know. And even though everyone says it's not, if you actually look at the examples and how people talk about it, it often comes down to money. Even though everyone will agree that it's not the most important thing in life, even though it's clearly important and valuable. But also the idea of, I think that sometimes we think, you know, success is a thing, and we know why it came, and we know how it came, and here is the recipe, and if you just follow the recipe, you'll be successful. And the truth is, there are clearly, you know, success does leave clues. There are things that we can do that will improve our chances of success. There are things we can do that will make it less likely to be successful in any one area. But the truth is that recipes of success, there's always hidden factors. There's always things that we don't know about, or we can't quantify, or we just overlooked. And so the recipe is rarely complete. So in order to really help people, we need to kind of look past, I think we need to look past the success, and we need to look past just trying to emulate someone else. And so, again, if I just go straight into the idea of coaching from the inside out, is this idea that as a coach, more and more I'm understanding how to be able to facilitate someone's own understanding of themselves and own understanding of what their next step might be in order for them to create the kind of things that they want to create in their life. If when I was listening to your intro and talking about the different subjects that we've covered, I used to want to get strategies. I used to want to have all the strategies in my head and be able to look at someone and say, yeah, here's the strategy for you. I know this is what you should do. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I never managed to get to that stage. But what I have got to, which I feel is actually something better, which is to the stage where I realize that sometimes it's appropriate to give people a suggestion and give people an idea, and having frameworks and systems that you can point people towards is great. But really, it varies from person to person what's going to work. And even in the same person, different times in their life, different times they, if they're more receptive to some idea at some point, you know, it's very hard to really know all the factors. In fact, one of the best things about my psychology degree was what they taught us. It was experimental psychology. So we had a whole section on research and how to do it correctly. And they really belabored the point that that we, although in a lab we can find correlations between things, you know, so we could say it's more likely that people who from two backgrounds are more likely to get married, right? But we can't say causality. We don't know why that is, because there can always be factors that we just aren't aware of. And that's been really useful, because I think that we live in a world that we sometimes think we know the factors, and but then later on we find we don't know. So I'm in this place at the moment where I think my coaching has become more powerful, and my ability in my own life to be happier and more successful is better because I'm more comfortable with not knowing, not having to follow a specific recipe, but really slowing down and listening to myself, and sometimes listening to other people at a slower pace and seeing what emerges, seeing what wisdom emerges, because I really believe that we are all, you know, connected to a source of wisdom. But as you probably know, sometimes the source of wisdom is drowned out by lots of thinking and advice and I should be doing and why aren't I doing and beating ourselves up and all the rest of it. So, you know, really the coaching is about, coaching from the inside out is about pointing people back towards their source of wisdom.
Yeah, so you've changed your approach then to the way you coach your clients by focusing less on a formula, like you said, and more listening to them and having them listen to themselves. I mean, success is a very individual thing anyhow, right? I mean, it means different things to different people. For some people, it means business success, making money. For others, it means being successful parents, raising their children well. So how has it now changed your coaching practice, your approach?
So, yeah, my approach has definitely changed. I don't necessarily do something or not do something. Depending on who's in front of me and what they need, I'll give them what I need. So it's not like I won't give advice. You know, if I think something might be useful, I might suggest it. But yes, there's definitely been a change in terms of stepping back and trying to help the person find their own answers. Although there is a piece here which is about understanding the nature of thought, the nature of how we create well-being or ill-being in our own lives. And so there is definitely an educational part of the work that I do.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that, let's say you have a new client, do you, at the very beginning, and let's say you don't know the person in particular, but they just sort of found you through different resources. Do you have an initial conversation with them, like after they've hired you? What would be the first thing that you would do? You'd probably get to know them a little bit better and just find out exactly what it is that they need. And I'm just curious as far as, even though you are on a different approach, you may have certain things that you do at the very beginning of the coaching process with someone new.
So, you know, being a coach is always about trying to understand where a client's coming from. And, you know, before we start working, we've already done, it's rare to start with a client before we've had some serious conversation, some intake, some understanding mm-hmm. where they're at and what they want. But as many of us in coaching, in learning about coaching, understand, you know, often what the person actually comes for, if we dig a little deeper, we find it's not really what they're coming for. And sometimes when we do that, you know, it's like goals that we've brought. You bring up success, the word success, and Krista, you said that people have different ideas, criteria for success, and what means success for them. But the truth is, I think, you know, most of us need it for a whole detox from the word. Mm-hmm. Because it's given, as I said, shape and form by society that we have to kind of let go of in order to start living our authentic life. And the truth is as well, you know, it's about where do our feelings come from? Where do our thoughts come from? What's the nature of thought? So I've been very much influenced by what's called the three principles or innate health. Those are schools of thought that talk about these things. And it's really helped me to just firstly be happier and be understand my own thoughts and feelings and help my clients to do the same. So I don't remember what the question was, but I don't know if I've answered it.
Oh, yes, yes, you did. It was basically how you start a new client. If it's
all right,
so
just to follow up with that, I'll do an intake. I'll try and understand where they're coming from. And we're trying to help them get to a certain place. But also we're trying to help clients see where they're out of touch with reality, because we're all out of touch with reality at times. And so the more we can help people understand what's really going on particularly in terms of thought and how thought creates our reality for us, the more we get in touch with that, the more so many of our problems fall away. That's really where we start when we're working together. Obviously, there's a piece of listening, and there's a piece of connecting and building rapport and really being present with the client. But the truth is, I have no idea what direction the coaching is going to take when we start. But I know that we're going to have some discussions about thought and the nature of thought, feelings and the nature of feelings and where they're coming from. And as the inside out part suggests, what we're really pointing towards and coming from is this idea that our feelings, the way we feel, is always coming from the inside out. It's never coming from the circumstance. It's always coming from the inside out. And that really, really empowers people, because instead of being a victim or thinking they're a victim of the outside world and having to change the outside world and having to change the situations and the environments and things that happen, instead they can look inside and see that actually there are things that they have control over that they can do something about, and there's part of their whole system of thinking and feeling that when they understand it better, immediately things start to change for them.
Right. So that's right. Where the inside out comes from. Yeah, that's great
right,
insight.
Right. So it's all about helping. It's all about helping a client to get to an insight, to get to a new understanding of something that changes everything. So an insight, I'll tell you, did I ever talk about the birth of my child? I think we did, right?
I think we did.
For the benefit of our audience that may have not heard the previous discussions, why don't you tell us again?
Sure. So when our fifth child was born in the room, as he was born, it suddenly went quiet. Everyone went quiet. It was Mazel Tov, it was a boy, congratulations. And then suddenly there was this eerie silence, as if something was wrong. And I kind of looked at the baby, and he was on the warmer, and he was seemed to be breathing. So I asked the doctor who was there, the pediatrician in there, is there a problem? And she said, yes. And I said, what is it? And I can't remember whether I said or she said it. We think it's Down syndrome. And in that moment, because we had no idea, and in that moment, the first thing that happened was I had all these fears coming through my mind. And I was worried about what will friends say, how will people treat my children, the other children, will they be made fun of? Will I be able to afford to pay for all the extra things that he'll need? And I started going through worries. And obviously, you know how these happen in a split second. And, you know, half a second later, suddenly there was a gap in my thinking and I started spinning the other way. And I said, you know, this is our child and we're going to love him and this is going to be the best thing that happened to our family. And what could be better for our children than growing up with a special needs child in the house? They're going to learn to give and understand. And, you know, and I thought, wow, this no pressure of having to keep up with all the other kids. There's something beautiful about that. And I started thinking of other families and who have a kid with Down syndrome and how happy they are. And I realized how happy and loving these kids are and thinking, wow, this is a blessing. And I've never looked back. And it's interesting because when I first wrote up the story, I said to myself, you know, I chose love over fear. You know,
right.
I used the expression, I chose love over fear. And what I've understood over the last couple of years, this is 3 years ago now, was that I don't think I made a choice. I don't think I chose love over fear. I don't think I had a choice. I think that love chose me, or I was lucky enough to have an insight. Like, I had an insight at that moment. I saw something clearly that changed my life, that changed my perception, that changed the way I looked at a situation. And you know, I've been told that it's extremely unusual, that most people have that insight at some point when they have a Downs kid. But often it takes months, sometimes years, till that insight comes. So, and no one can tell you that insight, right? If someone comes to you and says, you know, it's going to be such a blessing, you know, just after someone came up to me and said, yeah, don't worry about it, and I'm really upset about it, and I'm if I were worried and upset and frightened and fearful and someone comes up and says, don't worry, it's going to be fine, you know, like, is it going to make a difference to me? Probably not. It was an insight. It came from within me at that moment. And what did I do? I didn't really do anything for that insight. I was blessed with that insight. And the truth is that always happens. Insights kind of come, and sometimes we don't even notice them. but I believe as a coach, the best thing I can do for my clients is I can create an environment around them that they start generating those insights or being able to see those insights when they come. And that's really what I'm working to do with my clients. So they're very, very – the insights come from within, and they're unpredictable as to when they can come. But it's pretty predictable that when we work in this way, in this direction, over time, those insights come. And sometimes they come fast and sometimes slower, but they always come. And when they come, they bring with them – a lasting change, because they're not just doing something because someone told them to. They're not just doing something because it seemed like a good idea. They're doing something because something on the inside has changed.
It's like an aha moment that I guess can come any, like you said, any time, unexpected. But
that's
sometimes
exactly,
may take a while, right? So
that's exactly right. The aha moment is just such a beautiful thing to see when someone has the aha. And often we have to slow ourselves down. We're running at such a pace that we just don't slow down enough to relax and connect to this inner source of wisdom that we're connected to. But when we do, those insights are really available to every single one of us.
Yeah, so that's great the way you put it. It's like connecting to an inner source of wisdom at that point, and that it changes your life forever.
Yeah, and we've all had them. We've all
aha moment.
What was that?
I don't know. I think we lost them.
No, I'm still here. I said
we
all have them. Yeah. Yeah, we all have these aha moments and we all have these insights. And often we don't give it the attention that it deserves. or we don't realize it. And it's totally innocent, right? It's totally innocent. We're all doing the best we can with what we have. But as a coach, what we're able to do is kind of turn down the noise, help them to turn down the inner noise, and turn up the volume of the insight, turn down perhaps the analytical thinking of having to know everything and be able to describe everything in words and make it measurable, and allow the other part of us, which is this thought, feeling, knowing part of ourselves, to take control a little bit and to guide us.
Right. So Ellie, are you still focusing mostly on business coaching, or are you now gravitating more towards private individual coaching?
You know, I don't really mind. I think that there's still a big market of people in business coaching who need this kind of help. And because, you know, businesses work well when the people in them work well, and when the people in them are connected to their wisdom and using their insights rather than trying to analyze everything into the ground. So I'm sure we all have experienced analysis paralysis, as they call it, mm-hmm. and times where mm-hmm. we're trying to think things over and really, you know, you think really, really hard and it doesn't really help. And we've all had those times when we, you know, we've been in the shower, or we've been running, or we've been doing something different, or we've been on the beach, and suddenly we get these insights. So, you know, helping people to slow down their thinking, to relax and allow this connection to a deeper source of wisdom is something I think in business people need as much as in any other area of life. So, although it's connected to well-being, and we're not, my focus isn't necessarily making more money. I still, you know, I still do enjoy working with people who are in business, sure.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I just love all of your different insights and perspectives on things. It's refreshing to hear all of this. I can't believe we only have 3 minutes left.
I know.
So just about out of time.
Well, you know, we really live in this world where it's, you know, there's a whole dimension that's missing. You know, there's this,
mm-hmm.
and it's
mm-hmm.
it's the dimension that gives everything meaning and depth, and, you know, everything. It's just so, what I love about where I've come recently is that it's so much richer. It's so much more about the individuals. Moment-to-moment life,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, the actual sum at the end, you know, the bottom line sum. Of course, it's important. We have to make sums, but that's not everything about life. And,
right.
you know, being able to just sit and enjoy life more, to me, for anyone to be able to enjoy the moments of their life, to be more present in their life,
right.
you know, those are the things that are absolutely priceless, and those are the things that I'm trying to engage with and help people appreciate. You know, even at the beginning of the call, it's kind of funny. Like, I love reflecting on, you know, when you fly, next time you fly, spend a minute thinking of the amazing wonder of flying, the amazing wonder of speaking on the phone, the amazing wonder of your body that works,
mm-hmm.
the amazing. Amazing nature that you're able to think and experience
right.
stuff, and
right.
just
right.
being able to help people connect to that more in my world is something I really treasure.
That's
beautiful.
Is there a way that people can get in touch with you, that an email, or just if they really resonated with what you spoke about today?
Sure, they can email me at. It's on the, you got it on the page, shine.ellie@gmail.com is the easiest one.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to confirm that, shine.ellie@gmail.com. Great. It was wonderful mm-hmm. hearing you today, talking to you.
Yes, thank
mm-hmm.
you. That was a really great, very informative 30 minutes. So thank you very much, Ali, for being our guest again on Sky's the Limit Radio. It's been a pleasure having you on. We always learn so much good information from you.
Yeah, we always learn so much.
I just hope you have a good feeling. That's, you know, really just enjoy the feeling good, because that's what matters.
That's
right.
All that matters. Yes, that's very true. Thank you very much. And as always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SkysTheLimitRadio or to visit us on our website at www.SkysTheLimitRadio.com. Make sure you don't miss the one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, and remember, sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Ellie.